50 years ago, entrepreneur and restaurateur Hiroaki Rocky Aoki opened Benihana in Waikiki's Hilton Hawaiian Village. It was one of the first in the chain that now spans 76 locations around the globe. Behind the scenes, management of the Hawaii restaurant has gone through twists and turns. When Rocky died in 2008, an ugly legal fight ensued over his estate with a reported $35 million trust at stake. Involved in that beef were Rocky's third wife, Keiko Ono Aoki, and his seven children, which include the DJ Steve Aoki and model Devin Aoki. In 2018, the Waikiki Benihana was rebranded as Rocky Japanese Steak Teppan Restaurant. And while it was still a teppanyaki restaurant, it sold dishes like hamburgers and loco moco. Now, the trust battle has been resolved, and Rocky's at the Hilton Hawaiian Village is under new management with one of his children. Kevin Aoki is a restaurateur, and he runs several Oahu restaurants, Doraku Sushi and Izakaya, Blue Tree Cafe, 1938 Indochine, and Ching Mu Noodles. Earlier this month, he spoke with the Conversation's Jason Ubai about the history of this particular restaurant and what it means to him and his family.
My dad started Benihana's in 1964. He was an Olympic wrestler and came to wrestle in the United States in 1960 and then loved this country and decided to stay here. 64, he opened a restaurant in New York City, which made it really popular in the city. It was like the Nobu of the day back in the day. And he got a call from Baron Hilton. And, you know, my dad probably knew how to speak five words of English. But he took a flight to Chicago. And, you know, Baron was in his tall building. I think it was like the tallest building in Chicago at the time. And my dad, you know, went up the elevator and he sat, you know, with this icon, Baron Hilton. And Baron's like, I want you to open a restaurant here in Chicago. And my dad's like, here on this top floor? He's like, yes, up top of my building. And my dad's like, bad location. And oh my God, this guy, you know, he's disagreeing with me. So a few months later, Baron Hilton called my father up and he's like, I have the perfect location for you. And it's in Hawaii at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. And my dad was intrigued. It was tropical land. He was in New York City for many years. He took a flight with my mother to Hawaii, checked out the location. We opened the restaurant in 1971. So he signed the lease, and in 1971, he started his relationship with the Hilton organization. And it was this third market. He went from New York to Chicago to Hawaii, then to California. So it was like right in the time of when he was really growing his restaurant from a small mom-and-pop operator to growing it nationwide.
So I understand that when you were a teenager that you were working here as well.
Yeah, when my dad, you know, my dad has seven kids. During the summertime, he would always take us on a trip to Hawaii. And my dad wanted me to start to work. So older means when I got to about age 13, 14 years old, my dad was like, you've got to start work. You've got to learn this business. So since I was 13 or 14, every summer I worked at Benihana Restaurant, including the one in the Hilton Hawaiian Village. So I would, you know, seat customers. I would wash dishes. I even cooked a few tables. I worked in the kitchen. Learned everything, training of the chefs and the importance of what makes Benihana, Benihana. As I became the manager of the Hilton, Benihana, Stephen would come because Stephen was 10 years younger than me. So in the summertime, he would come and work at the Hilton and I would put him through the same training that my father put me through. And also my other brother, Kyle, came as well.
Okay, so definitely a family affair down here at Waikiki.
It definitely is. I mean, it was a special restaurant to my dad. And interestingly enough, you know, as he grew his restaurant empire from having a restaurant in New York all the way to having 120 restaurants, he went public and he kept the restaurants that was really meaningful to him. And he didn't put the restaurant in the Hilton in the public company. So he's always owned this restaurant personally, never merged it with a public company. So when he passed away, he had owned this restaurant outright and left it in the family trust.
When your father passed away, the management of this restaurant went to your stepmother. Can you talk about that, going from that management to Aoki Group today?
Sure. So my dad passed away in 2008. And at the time, you know, he was married to his third wife. And there was some conflict between his third wife and his children. We had some issues of, you know, running the company and inheritance of my dad's will. And, you know, my dad had cancer. He had cancer was like 3 or 4 years prior to his death. And he decided, you know, just to have his last wife be the executor of his will when he passed away. Since I was involved in this whole thing, my dad always talked to me. He's like, look, she's going to take care of her kids. She's going to take care of everybody. Don't worry about it. And when he was always concerned about his seven children. But when he passed away, Keiko had taken over the trust, and she had taken over management of all my dad's assets that were in the family trust. So fast forward 10 years later, the judge had asked her to step down as the trustee because some of the family was feeling that she wasn't acting on the best interest of the trust. So she had stepped down from the trust, and she had appointed a trust that was recommended by the courts and her attorneys to manage the operations. Recently, that trustee felt uncomfortable having her run the restaurant and the company and asked her to step down as the manager and president of Benihana Protective Trust, or Benihana of Tokyo. And the trustee had appointed James Bailey, Devin's husband, to look after the affairs. And James and the trustee decided to ask me to take over, you know, the restaurant in Hawaii. And when, you know, it was brought to my attention, I was just thrilled because I know that restaurant very well. In fact, there's about 60 to 70 employees in that restaurant, and I would say maybe 20 of them have been working for us for over 30-plus years in that restaurant. So I know them all very well. I know how that restaurant runs. I really understand what makes teppanyaki teppanyaki. And I took it over, I think, around December 10th and, you know, jumped in with the team. I rehired the people that were there. We cleaned up the restaurant because this is an old restaurant. It's been there for, you know, close to 50 years at the time. So we went in the restaurant. We cleaned it up, spent day and night doing that. And then we, you know, launched it open December 15th. And from the day one, it did well. Hilton opened up as well, and they had like a 3% occupancy. They only had two restaurants open, so we were able to have enough customers to pay the income for the salaries and the food costs. And we've been open now for 3 weeks, and the numbers are higher than I expected.
Well, that's great to hear. I know it's been a pretty tough year for the restaurant industry, and Aoki Group also manages Blue Tree Cafe, Doraku Sushi, King Mio, and 1938 Indochine. So, and I understand those last two restaurants were burglarized, and with everything on top of the pandemic, how are you faring during this really challenging past few months?
I opened my company after my dad passed away because I had to start my own restaurants and move on with my life. So that whole challenge up till now, it's been a fighting, struggling, challenging time to succeed in this business, from one restaurant to another, to open a second one and grow organically to where I'm at now. So, you know, this pandemic, though it's kind of like an external situation that happened, which, you know, I have really not that much control over it, but I have control over what I can do within the restaurant. And I just took that fighting spirit that my dad instilled in me, and every chance I can open, I opened. The governor says to shut down, I shut down, but I didn't stop. When I had to shut down, I brought a crew in, cleaned the restaurant up, with the idea of wowing the customer when we open, and I did that for each of my operations. So my restaurant in Kapi'olani, the Doraku there. During the shutdown, I beautified the restaurant. Same with what I did, that same thing with in Waikiki. And the craziest thing is, you're talking about my other two restaurants that I just opened, 1938 Indochine and Jingmu. They finished construction right as the pandemic was starting. That alone was challenging because I've never opened a 1938 before, and it was a new brand, new concept. I had hired a chef from France to help me with the menu. He was a Vietnamese chef from France that opened Indochine in New York City. That kind of inspired me to open this one. So I went to France, found this chef that opened Indochine in New York City. I worked with him to put the menu together here. Pandemic hit. I couldn't bring that chef here, so I rallied all the chefs I can locally. I found a great Vietnamese chef from downtown, Laotian chef, and a Thai chef, and we just sort of banged our heads together and came up with this menu. And it was challenging, but we opened up, and you know, I'm glad that the community has come in and checked out our restaurant. And I think during the pandemic, it's all about the community. You know, they've been supporting us with takeout and delivery. They've been supporting us when they can dine in. And I got to really thank the community for coming in and supporting our restaurants when there's, you know, many other restaurants that can choose. In fact, our restaurant on Kapi'olani, you know, with takeout and delivery, with the dining, and we expanded the outside seating, our sales are almost the sales that we did last year on Kapi'olani. Waikiki, we're you know, about 80% there. And in 1938, you know, we did get burglarized there. I put a really good security system in, the cameras. We do have some leads on who did it. But again, you know, it's fighting to stay alive and wow the customer as much as you can.
The Rocky Japanese Steak Teppan Restaurant, I know that location in Benihana, it's going to be 50 years. What are you planning for this year, and what are you looking forward to?
Well, you know, it used to be called Benihana's, and they changed the name to Rocky's about 2 years ago. And what happened was, is, you know, after my father passed away, the company decided to sell. It was a public company, and my stepmother controlled like 20-some percent of the company. But they decided to sell it to a hedge fund, Angela Gordon at New York City. We had an exclusive use of the trade name here in Hawaii. You know, my stepmother has created a bad relationship with the parent company, and the parent company had asked the courts to remove her use of the name here in Hawaii. So she lost that case, and we had to change the name to Rocky's. Which was kind of fitting because people come to Benihana's and they know my father, Rocky Aoki. They know that he started it, and he was an amazing marketing guy. But one of the reasons why they asked her to pull the name is because she was diversifying the menu to sell, like, Hawaiian loco moco on a teppanyaki. She was serving hamburgers. She was doing things that were, in her mind, you know, maybe attracting a different customer base. I'm not exactly sure why she was doing that, but what I want to do when I take over this restaurant is to go back to the basics of what my dad was, what my dad brought to this country when he was bringing in teppanyaki cuisine. And the funny thing is, when my dad brought teppanyaki to the America, it was back in the early 60s when there was a lot of Asian resentment towards Japanese food and in Japan. And my dad was thinking, okay, I have to serve American favorites with the Japanese flair. So he served steak, chicken, and shrimp, and he cooked it instead of, you know, what Japanese food is known for is, at the time, was just, you know, raw fish, tempura, things like that. So he took American favorites and, you know, created, you know, a Japanese recipe, you know, basically put soy sauce on the American favorites and created Benihana's. But what I want to do today is take that idea of teppanyaki that my father brought in, which is, you know, American favorites with entertainment, you know, with the chef entertaining the customers, So you're walking out, eating and getting entertained at the same time. So what I'm going to do now to make it relevant to the audience that, you know, is, I guess, the millennials or the next generation coming up, they want more choices. So I'm gonna have a section called add-ons on the menu where we're going to have choices. Instead of steak, chicken, and shrimp, they can order that as they normally do, but they can also order Brussels sprouts, asparagus, iningi mushrooms, or even chicken parts like chicken livers, chicken hearts, and, you know, like expand on the beef because it's really a Japanese steakhouse. We'll have beef tongue, which is amazing on the teppanyaki table. We're going to expand it to like having A5 steak on there. We're going to expand it to have like ribeye instead of just the New York strip loin. So we're going to offer a little bit more food items to give people more choices. I call it Inaka style dining because Inaka means countryside in Japan. So really, you know, make the restaurant feel like you're going into the countryside and eating comfort food.
And that was Kevin Aoki of Aoki Group, which has taken over management of Rocky Japanese Steak Teppan Restaurant in Waikiki. It was previously known as Benihana.